The makers of Weissman's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry, specialists in crime and adventure, now following the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling. Now, if you've been taking the vitamin cocktail, Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice regularly, all winter and spring, maybe you've been asking yourself the same thing a friend of ours asked just the other night. He said,
"Say, Dresser, do folks need vitamins in the summer, too? You see, I've been wondering if I should keep on drinking the vitamin cocktail or if I should stop and start up again next fall."
Now, the answer to that is, if you need extra vitamins, you're just as apt to need them in the summer as well as in the winter. So, of course, you'll want to keep right on drinking the vitamin cocktail twice every day. Now, there may be some of you who haven't as yet gotten around to giving the vitamin cocktail a trial, but are planning to do so soon to see if it can help you. If so, let me tell you this. If you need more vitamins and you stick to it, the vitamin cocktail, which contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition, can benefit you in just one short week. Yes, as quickly as that. So give the vitamin cocktail a fair trial. Buy a week's supply, 14 cakes of Fleischmann's yeast at a time. It'll keep perfectly in the refrigerator. Then drink it mixed in tomato juice twice every day for 7 days straight. Remember, if you need more vitamins, the vitamin cocktail can help in just that short time. Pirate loot of the Island of Skulls, a new Carlton Morris adventure thriller. At night in one of the great amphitheater-like underground caverns in the bowels of the Island of Skulls. The entire volcanic island seems honeycombed with tunnels and caves and linking inner corridors, which seem to be the haunts of the guardians of the skulls and the priests of the jaguar. Down one of these ancient dry-as-dust corridors is hidden the pirate treasure, according to the precious Chinese parchment map of P.Y. Ling. And it was down this underground passage that the eccentric Florence Sedgwick made the young steward and the Swede cook carrier, leaving behind the wheelchair. Within 10 minutes, Jack, Doc, and Jerry were on their trail, and 15 minutes later had caught up with them in this great underground amphitheater. Before Jack could censure the headstrong woman for leading her party on such a dangerous mission, the great cavern was suddenly thrown into shadowy relief as flaring pitch torches were lighted along a narrow balcony which seemed to circle the majestic stone room some 30 feet above the floor. And on this stone pathway, with no guardrail or other protection against the sheer drop, stood the high priestess Sun Ya and her master, the high priest, known to us as Holy Joe. In an angry, echoing voice, Sun Ya prescribed death for all. The men would be consigned to the den of jaguars. The women would be sacrificed on the altars of the monkey man. With that, the torches went out as suddenly as they were lighted, and all was as still as death in the cavern.
Well, I'll be 2 foot high if that there ain't a funny one. Threaten us with all that blood and thunder and then just turn out flat and disappear.
Oh, this is a bad place, I think.
You and me both, P.Y.
What you make of it, Jack?
They're up to something, all right.
What they mean? Threat us on altars of monkey men for sacrifice, Miss Sedgwick.
Some native folderol that's supposed to frighten us.
Yes, I'm plenty scared, too. That old man told you.
Fiddlesticks.
Miss Sedgwick, are you still trying to pretend to yourself that you're not in deadly danger? Within a hair of the end of your very life?
In what I am?
I'm not convinced of anything of the kind.
Sister, do you take a lot of convincing?
Well, are we spending the rest of the night here arguing?
Before we move an inch, I want you to answer a question.
Well,
you came in here looking for the pirate treasure, didn't you? Well?
That's right.
Are you certain you're on the right trail up to this point?
I don't see the opposite.
Come on, answer me. Yes and no.
Yes. According to the parchment map, this is right. To here.
Now, one more thing. I've told you over and over that our only interest in this is to get you back home safely.
Yes, you've said that.
Well, you've got to believe it. How can I have been paid for what we're doing? Somebody using your name left $500 at our office to watch out for you. Now, that's all we want or expect.
What about the girl?
Terry Booker's the A1 agency secretary. She's paid too.
I've got to trust you. In our present position, there's nothing else to do.
You wouldn't have been in this spot if you'd started trusting us just a little earlier, sister.
What's past is past. I can't take that back.
Well, we'll forget what's past. Now, in the future, you don't make a move without consulting Doc or me first. Now, is that clear?
Very well. You're the leader. You're to be consulted on everything. But I warn you, Mr. Packard, I warn you, the first false move, the first attempt you make to get the treasure for yourself, I'll do everything I can to betray you to the natives, even if it means the death of us all.
Miss Sedgwick, you sure are bugged about that treasure, ain't you?
Never mind that. It's all settled, then.
Well, then, what you say we quit all this shin wagon and get started somewhere?
Yeah. What do we do, turn around and try to get back to camp?
No. Just the opposite.
Hey.
You mean they're going ahead?
Yep. They undoubtedly expect us to turn back, and they probably got a trap set for us.
But, golly, aren't we just walking into more trouble?
No. I like your suggestion, Mr. Packard.
But where are we heading for, son? There's a dozen exits from this here room, and what we're going to do is get ourselves so lost, and hey, you mean we're going to follow the parchment man?
No. I think that would be fatal.
Why do you think that?
You all thought it was strange. We weren't taken prisoners a few minutes ago.
Yeah, darn strange.
Well, they want us to lead them to the treasure before they take it.
Yes. Yes, that's it exactly. We must not go one step more in the direction of the treasure.
Yeah. So instead, we're going to try to get up on that upper level where Sun Yan and Holy Joe were standing.
Hey, what did he want to go climbing up there for?
Because I think it's a good idea.
Good jumping. Yes, Abbott's master. That ledge up yonder in moon 5 or 6 feet wide.
It's wide enough.
Mister, I'm that scared of high places. I turn yellow. Are you thinking about it?
Oh, yes. I do not like high places either.
You'll have to make the best of it.
You wish to go up on ledge also, Miss Sedgwick?
Mr. Packard is leading us. Where he says to go, we will go.
Well, what's the object, Jack? And how are we going to get up there?
We're going up because I think that's the very last place Holy Joe and Sunyar expect us to go. So how we'll get there, I'll show you. But first, all of you take off your shoes like Doc and Jerry and I have.
Our shoes?
Yeah. Steps echo and give our movements away in a great big place like this.
That will not be necessary for me. I will be carrying.
Yeah. Doc, you and the steward will carry Miss Sedgwick to begin with.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. You have your shoes off, D.Y.
Oh, but Miss Sedgwick, what if there are snakes or
no, there's nothing in a place like this, D.Y.
No, certainly not.
That is true?
You can trust me, D.Y.
Yes, I trust you. Oh, one moment, I will take them off.
Yes, sweet.
Yeah, I get my shoes off, and I ain't felt so nude since the time I lost my red flannels in a crap game.
We'll have to walk carefully in this dark. We could get some terrible stone bruises.
Well, it's up to each one of you to see that you don't get stone bruises. Now, then, I'm going to take the lead. D.Y. and Jerry right behind me. Jerry, you take hold of my belt. You two girls hold hands.
Okay. This is not bad. I feel safe already.
Oh, that's more than I can say.
Next, Doc, you and the steward with Miss Sedgwick and... We keep bring up in the rear.
Well, I was afraid of that.
You'll be all right. Stay close enough to hang on to Doc's belt. Now then, pick up Miss Sedgwick.
Okay, Miss Sedgwick. Put your arms around her neck.
Can't see a thing.
That's it, ma'am. Yeah, grab a hold of Stuart.
Oh, then, up. She comes. Yeah. I'm sorry for this necessity, naturally.
Oh, don't think nothing of it. Why, shucking, you ain't half as hefty as I thought you was. What kind of dresses you wear, I reckon.
We will not discuss my attire, if you please.
All right. Now, keep close, everyone. Here we go.
Keep moving, Jerry. You don't want us to walk on you and B.Y.
We are close behind Mr. Packard.
Some vacation.
Oh, don't get discouraged, Jerry.
Next time you boys get antsy for adventure, remind me to stay in the office and brush up on my shorthand.
Sure. Up there's always the way. What do you mean by that, Mr. Long? There ain't been an adventure yet worth calling adventure when you don't come to a place where you call yourself every kind of a fool for getting yourself into such a mess.
Really? Is that always true?
Well, of course it is. Ain't all be your way. Time comes when your back's up against the wall and you're fighting for your life. Long about then it seems darn silly. You haven't put yourself into a spot like that.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you consider we're in that kind of a situation now, Mr. Long?
Well, we ain't exactly facing a pink tea with sugar wafers, Miss Sedgwick.
Hold it, everybody.
What is it?
We're at the foot of stone stairs that apparently lead up to the ledge.
There, Holy Joe and the native girl was looking down on us?
Yeah. The steps seem to be cut out the sheer wall and follow around the curve of the room.
Are they wide enough for Stuart and me to get up with Miss Sedgwick?
No, that's just the trouble. They're narrow. One person will have to carry him.
Oh, that's impossible. I'm a heavy woman.
Oh, there ain't nothing impossible, Miss Ayers. You ain't so far heavy. You're giving to me, Stuart.
Well, here, I don't think
you... That's it.
Mr. Long, I don't think I like this.
Can't have what you like at a time like this. Lead on up the steps, Jack.
Yeah. Cedric, if you'll take hold of my hand, I can pull a little and help, Doc.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
And there ain't nothing you hate worse than being made ridiculous, is it, Miss Sedgwick?
There is not.
Nevertheless, do as I say. Jerry, you and P.Y. follow immediately behind Doc and keep to the inner wall. There's no railing.
Hear that, P.Y.?
Yes. This is the worst part, I think.
Do it right behind the girls, and Swede, you bring up in the rear.
That's me. Always the old cow's tail stretching along behind.
All right. Here we go. Come on, Doc.
Put me down. You can't do this. You'll hurt yourself carrying me.
Sedgwick, if you don't stop struggling and making it tough, I'm going to hurt your dignity more than it's been hurt in a long time.
Will you, indeed?
You're gone right, and I'm the fella knows how. Oh. All right, then hold still, will you? I hate to think what had happened to you. You slipped out of my arms. We must be 15, 20 foot off the floor level. How about it, Jack?
Yeah. Hold it. You're about halfway.
What you want to stop here for?
I'm taking Miss Sedgwick the rest of the way.
Hey. Just when me and Miss S were getting acquainted.
It's now, here. Stand still till I get below you. There.
Yeah. Man, I'm just as bad as Doc, so we can't see the drop over the edge there.
Yeah. All right, let me take her. Put your arm around my neck, Miss Sedgwick.
I have never cared for personal contact of any sort.
Oh, don't be such an old biddy. You got yourself into this. Put your arm around my neck.
Very well. But that doesn't mean it isn't repugnant.
This is a job, lady. I never mix business and pleasure. Now then, lead off, Doc.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Hey, who's making that noise?
P.Y., stop that whimpering.
She's all right, Miss Sedgwick. I'm hanging on to her. You don't have to be afraid. You couldn't fall if you wanted to without me hanging on to you.
I am a wicked girl for being afraid. I will be punished, but I cannot help it.
Oh, everybody's afraid of high places. Nobody's going to be punished for that.
My heart is wrapped in my neck. Hardly can I get a breath even.
We'll be up in another minute and then it'll all be over.
Yeah, what makes you think it'll be over, Stuart?
Of course it'll be over. Why do you say that, Sweet?
Well, if you want my opinion, the reason them loincloth natives are so crap, they're waiting up yonder for us to get up to them.
Well, they better not be. We've got our guns.
A lot of good a gun's going to be on a 5 or 6 foot ledge in the dark. First thing we know, we'll get pitched off of that ledge head first.
Oh, no. I do not want to be thrown off ledge.
Sweet, you stop frightening P.Y. He's just a crazy old Swede talking, P.Y.
Mm, crazy old Swede, Emma. You should let him wait and see if I'm such a crazy old Swede.
Oh, golly. Aren't we almost up?
Yeah. Yeah, almost there. You all right, Miss Sedgwick?
As well as could be expected.
Mm-hmm. How about it up front, Doc?
Yep. Just a few steps more. Sheer bench or ledge or whatever it is a heck of a lot nearer 40 feet from the floor than 20 or 30.
Yeah.
There. All right, I'm up. Give me a hand, Miss Edgeway.
Right there.
There you are.
Sit right here on the ledge with your back against the wall until I get my breath.
Yes. Well, now easy, the rest of you. Don't go moving around in the dark. There's an awful big step right out there in front of you.
Yeah, if you listen close, you can hear the rustle of the angels' wings.
Oh, I'm so sick.
P.Y.
Yes, Sedgwick.
P.Y., child, come here to me.
Here, give me a hand, P.Y.
Yes.
Here, child. Come down here where I can put my arm around you.
Hey, Jerry, you sat down against the wall, too.
Yeah. I've been afraid to take a deep breath for fear of sticking out over the edge someplace.
Yes. There you are. Don't move.
Don't worry. Dynamite couldn't move me.
Sweden.
I'm your man, Mr. Packard, sir.
Step over Miss Sedgwick and P.Y. And don't get too near the edge.
Are you yoking, mister?
No, I'm not yoking.
Get close to the edge, he says. I'm hugging the wall so tight I'm leaving my imprint in the stone.
Yeah, give me a hand.
What's that for?
So you won't stumble over the women in the dark. Step over them.
Okay. But I don't know.
There you are. You stay on this side of the women with your rifle handy and sword.
Yes, sir.
You're protecting the women on this other side. As long as the two of you got guns and ammunition, you can hold off the natives.
Yeah, till who laid the chalk.
And in the meantime, what are you two fellas going to be doing?
Doc and I'll be doing a little exploring.
Hey, I'd rather be with you two.
I'm sorry, Jerry. You'll be safer here. We don't know what's ahead.
Sure. You stay here and keep the home fires burning, Joe, for me.
Two big guns running off and leaving a girl?
Put on your shoes, Doc.
Huh?
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter whether we're hurt or not. Rest of you, put on your shoes, too.
Uh-huh. All right, here's your Jerry.
Yeah.
Run around flat-footed much more, I wouldn't be able to get any tunnels, big as they are. There. Well, I'm ready, Jack.
Okay. Let's do it now.
Yes, sir.
If you hear a noise, challenge the dark once. If it's us coming back, we'll answer immediately. Otherwise, shoot and shoot fast.
Yes, sir.
You hear that, sweep?
I hear it, and I don't like it.
Yeah, but you'll do it.
Oh, sure. Sure, that's been my trouble all my life, letting folks talk me into doing stuff. Look at me now. Perched up on a ledge like a dicky bird, waiting for the boys in loincloths to come and push me off. Ain't that a great career for a man?
Doggone if you don't bring tears to my eyes, sweet.
All right, we're on our way. We won't be gone more than a half hour at the most. Come on, Doc. Keep in against the wall.
You don't have to tell me that, son.
Better put your hand on my shoulder so we don't get separated. Doc. Doc.
Doc, where are you?
Sedgwick, Jerry Booker, and P.Y. safely guarded on the ledge. But what has become of Doc? 1 minute right behind Jack, the next utterly gone. He couldn't have gone over the edge without a cry. He couldn't. But just now, I promised to tell our guest, Mrs. Gray, how to mix the vitamin cocktail so that it's smooth and delicious. And I know a great many of you other friends who are planning to take Fleischmann's yeast regularly will want to know how to mix the vitamin cocktail, too. So listen closely, won't you? Now, here's all you do. Just break up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork. Be sure the glass is dry and that you use a fork. Both are important. Add just a little tomato juice and stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass with tomato juice, give it another stir, and that's it. The vitamin cocktail. It contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition.
Well, I'm starting to drink the vitamin cocktail tonight, Mr. Dahlstedt.
Well, fine. But be sure to ask for Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label. You see, Fleischmann's is the only yeast of any kind with both vitamin B complex and added amounts of vitamins A and D.
Oh, and by the way, Mr. Dahlstedt, how often should I drink a vitamin cocktail?
Well, two vitamin cocktails every day supply the daily minimum requirements of vitamins A, B1, C, and D, and a good supply of all the vitamins in the B complex group. So, friends, if you need extra vitamins, drink a cake of Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice the last thing every night, the first thing every morning. Yes, drink it, America. To your health.
No, he cannot hear you.
Hey. Is that you, Sonia?
Si, it is I. Companion to the Jaguar.
Well, you sure do pick yourself out some strange companions, honey.
I am high priest, it's by right of family.
Oh, you mean that your mama and your grandmama were pals with a jaguar in this underground dungeon?
Si, for generations. So I warn you, Senor, it is not well to play at foolishness with Sonia.
Well, baby, you're up against quite a fella yourself.
So?
You're darn right. I come from a long line of Texans. I'm what you might say a companion to the cow.
Ah, you make fun.
Okay, now what the heck have you done with Jack?
Jack passed. And you'll never see him again.
How'd you get us separated? I was right behind you.
It's simple. There are many ledges in this place. Many paths.
You mean that the ledge he was on is only one of many, just like
you? See, that is true. There are many great stone doors. The door was closed when Jack Packard passed it. Then I push it open.
I don't get it. You pushed the stone door open, and what happened?
The ledge Jack Packard followed was cut off to you.
And a new ledge was opened up to the great dark lawn.
You mean that I'm on a different ledge than Jack and...
Me and the rest of those foolish people.
Well, then I'm just plain lost.
That is true, senor. By pushing stone doors here and there, he can keep you lost and wandering on these ledges till you drop faint with thirst and hunger.
Well, ain't that a sweet thought? I suppose Holy Joe's out yonder somewhere doing the same thing to Jack.
See, and soon we'll have the Swede and the handsome boy wandering the same way.
No, no, you won't. Swede and Stuart will stick to the girl.
Ah, you think so? We shall see.
Well, and then what?
Then we will have the women. They will be placed with that girl, Edith.
Edith still alive?
See, not yet has she been harmed. Not yet has she been put in hands of monkey men for the supreme sacrifice.
Senora.
See?
You stand close by, and yet I can't seem to locate you.
See, I am close by.
Well, where are you at?
I am behind a stone wall. I speak with you through chink in the wall.
Oh, darn stone wall between us, huh? Look at you. Me and you ought to get together.
Ah, you do not talk anything but foolishness. I will not speak with you any longer.
Hey, now don't go away. What I do now?
I will go to the high priest. He will tell me what torture is devised for you next.
Well, ain't that a comfort? Hurry right back, will you?
See, I will consult with high priest of the island of Skull.
Holy Joe, is that you?
See, Senor Packard, it is I, Holy Joe, also high priest of the island of Skull.
Well, you have to stand way off there and bellow at me. Can't you come closer?
See, I come closer. Give me one second.
Take all the time you want. Here, you don't have to breathe on my neck.
I startled you?
Where are you? You on the ledge with me?
Does it matter? You ask for me close by. I am close by.
All right, what have you done with Doug?
Doug Lone? He is missing?
Yeah, and I want to know where he is.
It is sad. He has probably wandered down some other ledge.
And more than one ledge?
Senor, many ledges. More than I know. More than Sunyao know.
And they're all high above the cavern floor?
See, some 100 feet above floor. Some not so high. But all so high, a person would die instantly should he fall from one.
What's the idea? We can always return to the stairway we came up.
But that is not true.
Don't be silly, Holy Joe. All I've got to do is turn around and walk back the way I came.
You think so?
Certainly. 20 or 30 yards back, I'll come to the stairs and to the rest of our party.
Senor, you are a most naive person, I think.
But it's got to be.
No. No, you see, senor, there has been stone doors swung across ledge you are on. It opens new ledge to you.
But all I've got to do is find the door and push it back.
But that you cannot do, senor. These doors were made by the very ancient ones. Even Sunya, even I, the high priest, would not know where the doors are if we had not been caught when we were keys. That is how perfect stone door fits into stone wall.
So you've got Doc trapped on one ledge and me on another.
See, and the rest of your party are still on the third ledge. And none can reach the other unless it is our will.
You know something, Holy Joe?
Perhaps I know. What is it, senor?
You're just kidding yourself. You wouldn't destroy any of us for anything.
Oh? You think not?
No, I know not.
Why?
Because the parchment map you want to get your hands on so much would be lost to you.
No. No. You'd kill all but Miss Sedgwick. See, we will torture until she reveals its hiding place.
That's just it. Miss Sedgwick no longer has the map.
So?
That's the whole truth. Before we entered the caves, the map was cut into 7 pieces. And one piece is secreted on each member of the party.
That is not the truth, senor.
Okay.
I say you lie. You are a liar, Senor Jack Packard.
Okay. Forget about it. I lie. Have it your way.
If I think that is truth, senor, if that is truth, then all I must do is have each one pushed off the ledge.
The what?
Pushed off the ledge. Then in the cavern below, it would be simple to search the unresisting bodies until the map is again complete.
First, you've got to push us off the ledge.
But, senor, have you forgot the stone door? What about them?
There are many along each ledge. If you should be standing where a door is, it would be so simple to open it. You would be brushed off the ledge before you knew what had happened.
That's great.
Senor, I have just opened great stone doors. Will you walk to the left?
I didn't hear any door open.
No, of course not. In the dark, the movement of the doors is imperceptible. Come, will you take the ledge to your left?
Why?
It is a whim of mine. Will you do it?
Sure. Sure, but I'm going to take my time.
All the time in the world, senor.
Who is it? Answer me, I'll shoot.
Doc, is that you?
That's how the heck did you get here? Hey, holy Joe.
See, you see, senor Packard? We separate you with ease and just as easily. We bring you together again.
Hey, Jack. I was just talking to Sonia. They playing with that like cats play with mice.
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. Smell that.
Ooh, wee, what a fragrance. Smells like old man Oatman's glue factory back home. Hey, Jack.
That's it. Holy Jordan has opened the door on the ledge leading to the Jaguar pits.
Pete, you are on the way to Jaguar Pete. You are on the way to death.
Man, oh man, do they sound hungry.
If you're planning to add more vitamins to your diet, read the Fleischmann's Yeast label first. And if you bake at home, here's something important. Recent tests prove that four of the vitamins in Fleischmann's Yeast, vitamins A, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into your bread. The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker in their search for the pirate loot of the Island of Skulls will come to you next week at this same hour. Isle of the Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
The next time you buy coffee, get Fresh Chase and Sanborn for a new experience in coffee flavors. It's not just one coffee, but a blend of many supremely delicious. The price is always reasonable. Your choice of drip or regular grind. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee. I Love a Mystery comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.